With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump's talk of deploying National Guard troops on a crime-fighting mission to Chicago has spurred demonstrations and a social media post by Mr. Trump has the anti-Trumpers even more agitated.
The president posted an Apocalypse Now meme online that said, "Chicago about to find out why it's called the Department of War." Illinois' governor was not amused, calling the president a wannabe dictator. And Donald Trump responded,
"We're not going to war. We're going to clean up our cities. We're going to clean them up so they don't kill five people every weekend."
He has promised to send National Guard troops and immigration agents to Chicago following similar actions here in Washington. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Israeli paramedics say at least five people have died. A mass shooting in Jerusalem happened at a bus stop at a busy intersection. At least 15 people injured, six in serious condition following this morning's attack. Police say two attackers were neutralized soon after the shooting began. President Trump says Israel has accepted a U.S. peace proposal for Gaza, and he's urging Hamas to follow suit. The president says he's confident about that and about getting a deal between Russia and Ukraine.
"We're going to get it done. The Russia-Ukraine situation, we're going to get it done. I have confidence we're going to get it done. Think of it. I got seven done, all of which were impossible to do."
Russia continues hammering civilian targets in Ukraine, killing at least four people in the latest aerial assault. Jury selection getting underway for the Florida trial of Ryan Ruth. He's charged with trying to assassinate Mr. Trump while he was playing golf last year in South Florida. The court has blocked off about 4 weeks for the trial. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 61 points, NASDAQ futures 82 points higher. This is SRN News. A battle over transgenderism in Australia.
If you say that a man is a man, you can be punished in that country. Carolee Smith, who works for a feminist group called Binary Australia, has been found guilty of, quote, vilifying two men who are playing on women's soccer teams and has been ordered to pay a fine of $200,000. Smith made the social media post warning of the danger posed to women forced to compete against men and pointing out that, quote, the top goal scorer in the NSW Women's League is a man. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The names of experts appointed to an Olympic committee looking at transgenderism ahead of the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics are not being revealed. The International Olympic Committee's first female president, Kirsty Coventry, promised such a panel when she was elected earlier this year. No timetable has been revealed for the IOC panel's work, which is intended to start as soon as possible. This is SRN News. A prominent player in the emerging field of AI learns an expensive lesson about copyrights.
The artificial intelligence company Anthropic has agreed to pay $1.5 billion to settle a class action lawsuit by book authors who claim the company took an estimated 500,000 pirated copies of their works to train its chatbot technology. If approved by a judge as soon as tomorrow, the landmark settlement could mark a turning point in legal battles between AI companies and various fields of creative professionals who accuse the companies of copyright infringement. George Williams reporting.
China's customs agency reports the country's exports grew at a somewhat slower pace last month. $321.8 billion in exports in August, a 4.4% increase compared to the same month last year. That's down from a 7.2% jump in July. More details at srnnews.com.